Ekan trackside here at the 2014 Coldstone U.S. Grand Nationals. I'm speaking with Masters Max driver Ken Maxfield. Ken, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in karting and Rotax.
I got involved in karting about 10 years ago. I wanted to do something with my son that we could stay close. We went to a go-kart racing school in California together. We loved it, and they told us about a go-kart track in Salt Lake City. We went out to the track, learned about it, got into it, started racing Rotax right away. We've been doing that for about 10 years now. It's a good father-son activity, and we're loving it. So
you were here with the old Black Rock track.
Yeah. We raced two and a half years at the Black Rock track, and then Miller came in and built the new track.
Yeah. So what's it like being at home at a national event like this? I know you've been to the Rotax Challenge of the Americas and other events throughout the few years. What's it like to be at a big event like this and be able to go home and sleep in your own bed?
This facility first is wonderful. So there's asphalt everywhere, no dust. So regardless of where you go, the facility is just top notch. You gotta love that. But having it, 40 minutes away from your house is wonderful. Go home and kick back and sleep in your own bed, and it's great. So I wish we could have it here every year.
Yeah. What have you been doing this year to kind of prepare for the Grand Nationals?
I raced the Challenge of the Americas series. I had a bit of a health scare, though. I came down with a case of pancreatitis, so spent 10 days in the hospital and then 8 weeks on a feeding tube. And so I lost a lot of my muscle mass, and so as motivation to get myself back in shape after they took the feeding tube out, I started working out and said, hey, I'm going to go race in Tucson in January. So I hit the gym every day, built back some strength, and podiumed in Tucson. So from there we went to Phoenix, and Phoenix is a more technical track, so I'd lost some neck muscle, so my head was a little floppy in Phoenix.
yep.
But that was just because of losing that muscle strength.
Yep.
And then Sonoma. So it was, I love Andy's series, and it was good racing, and there's some good competitive guys. So that was really my tune-up, and then the shootout is always a good way to get prepared.
Definitely. It seems like you've been fast both the last 2 days. You've been one of the fastest guys, if not the fastest, aside from Scott Falcone. Is it just the home track knowledge that's been key, or is it just been your program that you've developed throughout the season?
It's the program, getting the cart dialed in. I've raced it all season, so not trying to set up a new chassis. And then racing the shootout let me get the setup right. I didn't touch that cart till right now. We're making the very first change to the cart since I took it out of the trailer.
Right. What's the track doing for you to make that change?
It's gripping up a little bit, so I need to free it up a little bit. We're going to move the seat forward just a little bit.
See if
we can free up the cart just a little bit.
For tomorrow, just to kind of buy your time, or do you want to be out front?
Falcone and I are running identical times, so we're going to have a battle going. Really, the goal is to get a good start, because the outside is just terrible here. You get killed on the outside. So try and get a good start, and then just finish, top three or four going into the main. We got 20 laps in the main to get our business done. So keep it clean in the pre-final, and then see what happens in the main.
All right. Well, sounds good, and best of luck to you.
Thanks.